This is Fresh Air.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical. You must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? May seem
Tina Turner is convincingly portrayed by Angela Bassett in the new film What's Love Got to Do With It. Based on Turner's autobiography, the movie tells the story of how Tina was discovered by Ike Turner, who married her and made her the star of his Rhythm and Blues Review. What their fans didn't know was that Ike used to beat Tina. Angela Bassett also starred in the film Malcolm X as Malcolm's wife, Betty Shabazz. In Boys in the Hood, she played a working woman with a troubled teenage son. The part of her ex-husband was played by Larry Fishburne, who plays Ike Turner in the new film. When I first heard about What's Love Got to Do With It, I assumed it was going to be a made-for-TV movie. Bassett told me she was concerned about whether this would be a serious treatment of Tina Turner's life.
I was concerned, you know, initially, because, I mean, she's such an icon, you know, so well known, you know, has such a trademark, the lips, the legs, the shimmy, the shake, the hair. And you wonder, of course, I did, I had such concern, and I also had read the autobiography, so I knew the relationship between Ike and herself, and I wondered how seriously it would be taken with how much care and consideration, with how much class mm-hmm. it would be done.
Just judging from your previous film roles, at least the ones I'd seen, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have thought that you would be the first choice for Tina Turner. You don't yeah. physically look like her in your other films.
Yeah.
And the roles mm-hmm. that you played in the past weren't anything like what's required for Tina Turner. What did you mm-hmm. do at the audition to convince the people who were judging you that you could play Tina Turner?
I think it was the emotional honesty that I brought to the role. There was one particular scene where, you know, he drags her down the hallway, you know, in front of the children, and it's the first time you see the physical abuse that's going on. And in that particular audition, in an audition process, it's so unnatural, you know, anyway. You're oftentimes not reading with an actor. You're oftentimes, maybe you've infused and informed it with a, you know, a lot of life and the history of the character, et cetera, but you're reading with, you know, someone who's not an acting professional, and they're just reading lines to you, and yet you have to react as if, you know, it's really happening then and there. Sometimes you can do too, it seems like too much, that's because they're doing nothing. But I was able to really go to that emotional depth and honesty that was required. And I think that they hadn't seen that up to that point, you know. And he couldn't hit me or drag me or do anything to me like that, you know, in the audition process. But I behaved as if it were happening.
So what, was it somebody, was it like the casting director who was dragging you down?
Yeah, it was the casting director, but he didn't drag me. He just made a step toward me because he's not going to drag me. It's not planned. It's a stunt, you know? He's not going to hit me. He's not going to act as if he's going to hit me, but he's going to, the only thing he can do is maybe shift his chair or move his hand toward me or something. But I was, what you saw in the movie is what I did in the audition.
Once you got the part, how much time did you spend with Tina Turner?
I spent maybe about 3 hours with her before I got the part.
Before you got screen tested.
Yeah. Yes, I had an opportunity to meet her before I screen tested.
How did you arrange that?
They asked me, the director asked me if I wanted to meet her because she was in town doing, she was in L.A. doing, putting down the rough mixes for the movie because she was going to sing it. So the actor did not have to sing the role. You didn't have to sing like Tina Turner, you know? So I had about 3 hours with her at the studio and, you know, she met me to okay me or whatever, you know? And she liked me when she saw me. And at that point, I think her manager had had seen some of the other work I've done, you know, Malcolm and the Jack. No, I don't think the Jacksons were out at that time, but Passion Fish, City of Hope, couple other projects that I've been involved in. So they were aware of my work. And then when she met me in person, you know, she thought she liked, you know, my energy and my way and my spirit. And she's very kind and gracious herself. And she just embraced me and okayed me, you know, sanctioned me.
And did you meet with her more after you got the part?
After I got the part, I met her for about an hour. She came to, you know, go over the makeup with the makeup artist and myself. But I was working out so hard and so, oh, fastidiously. I mean, that I was sore. And it was the first time that I visited a chiropractor in my life. Because if you can imagine, you know, when you just start working out, you know, you're working muscles you never worked before. You know, it takes about 4 or 5 days for them to, you know, just to ease up and you can get into the groove. And but I had no time to ease up. I had to, you know, learn all that, spend about 6-7 hours. You know, learning the choreography and yet working out every day also. So I was in a great, my body was just in a great deal of pain then. So I had to go to the chiropractor. I just couldn't make it through some days. So I spent a few moments with her then and went over a few songs and, you know, just playing around in the mirror, singing, watching her energy, watching her work as we videotaped her during the steps for us.
My guest is Angela Bassett. She plays Tina Turner in the new film, What's Love Got to Do With It? More after this break. This is Fresh Air. Back with actress Angela Bassett. There are several performance scenes with you on stage, and as we all know, Tina Turner is a very physical performer. Were you ever a dancer? Are you uninhibited even at a party where there's dance music on?
No, I'm not a dancer. My training isn't musical theater. You know, I went to Yale School of Drama, and it's strictly conservatory. So we may have movement classes, but that's fencing, you know. so that's that world. I lived in New York for about 6.5 years, and the circle that I traveled in was so different from the, you know, dream girls, you know, and, you know, the musical theater circle. I didn't even know those artists. I knew of them, but it's two totally different worlds. I dance at a party, but I'm not going to take over the floor, or it has to be a really hot number that really inspires you, you know. I can't just dance to anything. So it was quite a challenge.
Tina Turner re-recorded her songs for the soundtrack for the film, and you lip-sync. Now, lip-syncing has the potential of looking really phony in a movie. I think you pull it off really well. Were you singing out loud when you were lip-syncing?
Yes, I was. Oftentimes lost my voice throughout the film. Some films, sometimes you'll hear that raspy quality, and that's actually what happened to her after a concert. So it fortunately, you know, worked for the film. You know, as far as I'm concerned. But I sung along and just trying to capture all the nuances. You know, the vibrato. You know, the head shake. The mouth, you know, a lot of times you're catching your breath or you're singing with such force, and she's used to it and I'm not, you know, but your mouth would get dry and yet you have to, you know, so your mouth will go into configurations just trying to, you know, salivate, just trying to, you know, get it wet again.
You go through different decades and wear the appropriate clothes and the appropriate wigs. Mm-hmm. Do you think that clothes and wigs have a real transforming effect on you as an actress?
Yeah. When it's right, you just have a feeling like, okay, I'm ready now.
Was there a particular wig or particular outfit that made you really feel the part?
Oh, yeah. And that one was the rag dress.
Right.
Brown leather rag dress and that brown hair and the heels, you know. I put that on and you just lit up, you know. I just had to laugh because it was like, oh, I look just like her. I look so great, you know.
I'm sure you're dressed like that all the time.
Oh, yes. And can you imagine, we had a big crowd that day for the Proud Mary sequence and just walking on stage. I would just put the robe on, you know, for the reveal, you know. And just people just went wild just on that look, you know. And I, you know, they saw me every day or whatever and really complimentary. But that particular outfit that day, people just went crazy.
There's a scene in What's Love Got to Do with It in which Tina is recording at the home studio.
Yes.
And Ike's just like not satisfied. He's not satisfied. He's really very jealous of her. And he basically, you know, slaps her around and then rapes her.
Yes.
Did you talk that scene through with Larry Fishburne before doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us how you work that scene out?
I remember that day. I was just really nervous, you know, about that scene because you don't know how it's going to be filmed. You don't know how it's going to come across. You don't know with what care is going to be taken. There weren't storyboards, which are sort of like a little cartoon, and you can see what each shot will be. You know, there weren't storyboards for this movie, or at least if there were, I wasn't able to see them. I did not see them. I think they had their shots down. They knew what shots they wanted to get, but it wasn't plotted that way. And some directors like to do it that way, and some directors don't. But this was a very sensitive scene. How much do they want to see? How much will be seen? Well, we actually can't show a rape. It's not that. I remember calling my agent, look, I'm not doing any nudity or whatever. And she wasn't concerned, but I was because we hadn't talked about it. So, you know, I told in the script, it was written that she is raped from behind. And it was just something about that act is just so brutal in and of itself. And I spoke to Larry. And I don't know how it was done, how it actually happened, but that image I was against. And, you know, and I told Larry that I was concerned and I didn't want it to be done that way. And he was in agreement with me. He was just there to support me and to, you know, and to make me happy. And then he would say, well, tell them, you know, tell the director, tell the producer that you don't agree with that and you're not going to do it that way. And also, you know, tell them how many times you want to do this scene because it's just emotionally wrenching. And I'm nervous. Oh, what do you mean tell? Now, Larry, you've done a million movies. You can tell them. But, you know, when it came time to do that scene, sometimes you just get a strength or whatever. And it's like, I don't mean to be bossy or anything, but no close-ups inside the booth, you know. I insisted that they keep the cameras outside of the aquarium, outside of the booth.
This is the recording booth in which the rape happens.
Outside of the recording area. And the only time they open it up was for the slaps and the beginning of that and the records, the tapes, you know, being thrown off.
Were you comfortable with the way the scene worked out?
Oh, very, very.
A lot of the cameras really on your
because
face.
Right, it's exactly, because the way I saw you wouldn't even have to have a sound. It could just be that image and a heartbeat, beating of hearts, you know. You didn't even have to hear a scream, but I was very pleased with the way it was shot. I thought it was extremely effective, because through that aquarium, the image of, you know how it is when you're running through water and you're expending all this energy and you move one inch. You know, you can't move fast enough, and you sort of feel that trap thing. that drowning, just a lot of metaphors between the two. It happened. And I think that, you know, it was shot that way out of, you know, my concern for it. I didn't want the camera. You can't see but so much. It's rated R, but you can't see but so much. And if you get close, it you know, what are you going to see?
Angela Bassett stars in the new film, What's Love Got to Do with It? This is Fresh Air.